All right, Muskegon. All right, Muskegon. That was a throwback video from 2023, the Heart and Soul Music Festival down in Orlando, Florida. Of course, it's a music festival production produced by 103.7 B, along with our sister station, 98.5 The Wire. And we are definitely inviting you down for October the 12th as we do it again, the fourth edition of the Heart and Soul Music Festival with Midnight Star, Zap, Confunction, Troop, and Mickey Howard at the Amazing Right Media Center. We live for the Drive at 5. Big Rob, we got guests in the studio. Hey, how we doing? How's my family doing? How's Big Weezy doing?
I'm good. And you?
I'm doing good, man. And you bought your partner with you. So how you say his name again? Bobito. Say it, Big Rob.
You gotta yell it out, man. Bobito.
You got to emphasize it, PA. You know how to roll your tongue, brother. Bobito. Okay. Roll your tongue, brother. Roll your tongue.
There you go.
You're a tongue expert.
These penitentiary tropes, man. You just cannot. And that was 30 years ago, and he still has these bad fights.
Why it got to be a penitentiary? Why can't it just be a prison?
Because when you was there, that's what they call it. They call it
a penitentiary.
Yeah, and you never forget. So anyway, we got to talk real stuff, Rob. We got to talk real stuff. We got guests in the studio. How do we put soul food and Mexican food together, man? How did this happen?
Ooh, it was a long journey, man. Supposed to have been happening like years ago, man. Me and Bobby bumped into each other. We both worked at ADAC, and we got tired of eating the food in the lunchrooms, man. We said, man, we got to do something about this, man. So we came up with a master plan. He came in one morning with this blue book bag. Full of burritos. We like, man, what the hell is this? Yeah, he had the breakfast burritos, man. We tore them up, man, eating them every day. He ran out so fast. I think it was too fast for him. He didn't think he was going to go that fast. And then I started coming in with the rib tips, stuff like that. We just combined together. We always said we was going to do something together. And we finally had a chance to make it happen.
Wow.
It's a beautiful thing.
So for people who don't know, the new location, do you still have the old location? Is that a wrap, the old location?
Yeah, I'm done with the old location.
All right.
We're just going to probably rent it out or whatever.
Okay. Share with Muskegon where is that and what made you guys pick that location?
It's 1125 West Hackley. It's the old Tussie's, the old Hackley Diner. And we had a good opportunity, you know, to come in and purchase the building or whatever. And we just took it to our advantage and made it happen. We put our brains together and made an empire.
Wow. Bobito.
Yo.
Are you learning soul food and Weezy learning how to cook Mexican food? How y'all man, doing?
We're doing it all, man. We're feeding off each other. The brainstorming that we do together, it just me and my guy, man, we sit down and we talk about a lot of different ideas, man, and then we put them together and we run with it, and we're so grateful for the community to show us the love and support that they've been pouring in, and we just want to keep feeding, man, and coming up with new things and taking it to another level.
Wow. Go ahead, Big Rob.
What, bro? I told you I'm sleepy.
Come on.
I got that itis, man. I ain't got too many questions. I'm just trying to keep you straight. Right, you know, right. What kind of Mexican food do you serve? Or am I saying that properly, or should I say it a different way? I want to be politically correct now. I'm good. Mexican food is okay to say. Yeah. So, what do you have on your menu?
So, you know,
that I need to taste.
You gotta taste it all. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but you got to taste it all. But the thing with, you know, we're a little different with our style and how we do things. We like to, you know, everybody knows what a taco is and what a tostada is, but we put our own blend on it. We got, you know, a lot of Mexican restaurants here, taco trucks, you know, still showing them love, you know, but everybody does their thing their way. We got a specific taste to ours, you know, so. When everybody says, is it authentic? Yeah, it's authentic. But we got a little twist to it, you know? So they ask, what you guys doing to it? What are you guys putting in it? you know, that's just a secret we're gonna carry, you know. And right. as long as they keep enjoying it, we're gonna keep giving it to them, you know.
That's good.
Yeah, Rob.
I had the opportunity.
You want the hot dog anyway. That's all you want. You want the hot dog.
As long as it's beef hot dogs, I know what you want. You want the Polish sausage.
You just want the dog, period.
But anyway, I had the opportunity to enjoy some turkey knuckles and some yams and some greens and stuff today, and like I said, I got the itis. Look at it. That's it. Now show them the aftermath.
Oh, I don't have the aftermath. I didn't want to put that up there, man. That was embarrassing.
Oh, you didn't want to put the aftermath up there?
Yeah, no matter about those turkey knuckles, man. If you don't fall off the gristle, we get your money back.
Wow. How often are you making turkey knuckles?
I don't do turkey knuckles real often. You know, my man, when it come off the grill, the main thing I do on the grill is like rib tips and turkey ribs, lamb chops.
Oh, them lamb chops, PA.
Yeah, grill wings.
Them lamb chops, like they don't have that gamey taste. No. Okay. If you have not had at least one, and his lamb chops are not that expensive. Yeah. So you can go in there and spend a little less money just to try the lamb chop. Right. And see if you like it. It don't have all that gamey taste. It don't, you know, none of that. It's really delicious. And you fry that as well as
fried grill the jerk.
There you go, fried grill the jerk. I know I've had all of them because I love
right. Lamb chops. So I understand you guys you're gonna be opening up earlier to kind of meet the lunch hour demand.
Yep.
Yeah. We got a starting Monday. We're going to do the 11 to 9 because we figured, you know, now that summer's pretty much over, we're trying to hit the lunch crowd, you know, for people that are at work looking to come and get Big Weezy's Babitos, people, you know, high schoolers, you know, they're looking to check it out. And we also want to, you know, kind of let people know after football games on Fridays, you know, we're not just, you know, ribs and tacos. You know, we got the wings, man. For the kids that like the wings, we got a variety of different foods, you know.
Okay. So how late are you open on Fridays?
We're going to be open till 11 on Fridays.
Okay. All right. It has the community been coming out and supporting you guys the way you wanted them to?
I mean, they show us so much love, man. I mean, that's why everybody asks me as I'm going back and open up Broadway. I refuse not to because the neighborhood and the community showing me so much love over here. It's like twice as better, you know. Not trying to knock Broadway or nothing like that. Broadway is my stepping stone. But at the end of the day, I don't want to look back. I'm looking forward, you know.
And they have a dining area in this this location, PA. So you can sit down, have the meal, you know, have some good camaraderie. You know, with the people there.
You also got a delivery service.
And a delivery service.
Delivery service.
All right.
We'll make it to you, you know.
Wow.
I saw DoorDash in there too.
Yeah, well, DoorDash, what we trying to do, I mean, we really trying to be more independent. So we coming up with our own delivery service, you know, cut the middleman out. Keep everything in the house.
All right.
So that's what we
That's smart. Always smart.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go, man. New restaurant in town. Weezy's, Big Weezy and Bobito's in the building. Right. Well, I know you guys, family probably play a huge role in making this thing possible. Go ahead and shout out your staff and each one.
I got to give number one shout out to our wives. Wives is number one. You know, they support us 100%, you know. Yeah. They let us be men, but they also support us 100%. You know, shout out to Elijah, shout out to Gwen. So they really stand behind us. They be our backbones. When you ask for a backbone, they our spinal cord.
So definitely.
They do a damn good job. And I got another shout out, which is my brother, Antoine. I mean, he's like, he took a lot of weight off of me. You know, he take care of the grill. He the grill master now. I do the main courses. Wow. So I let Mark give a shout out to my brother.
Huge salute, man. Huge salute.
Yeah, there you go, Antoine. It's been a long time since I've seen Antoine. That's good.
Antoine, he deleted his previous job and came to work with me. So he's been the real supporter, real brother, standing by my side.
Wow, that's what's up. Barbito, go ahead with your shout out, sir.
Just the whole staff, man. You know, it's family, you know, oriented in there. We got our relatives in there working, you know, and our staff goes hard, and you know, they're just you know, they're just as tired as we are, you know. They're putting in the hours, they're putting in the man work, you know, the labor, and you know, our daughters, you know, sons, you know,
cousins,
all of them, you know. It's a beautiful thing. And one thing that we want the community to know, when they come in and they say that they love the vibe, you know, you're just not customers. Cause in here we're family. When you guys come in, you guys are family too, you know. We it's a community. We're trying to build with Muskegon. We appreciate all the love, and it's a beautiful thing, man. It really is.
Teresa K. Pittman says, great food, excellent customer service. That's a great endorsement to get right there.
Oh yeah.
K. Pittman. Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's the address again?
1125 West Hackley.
Do y'all have a phone number if people want to call in orders?
Yeah, we do. We do have a number. Let me find it. I don't know about her.
That's okay. How you get that together? We got another shout out. Meech Betts says, the GOATs. Calling y'all the GOATs, man. That means he love y'all food.
I love Big Meech.
Yeah, that's my brother, man.
Big Meech.
You know, I don't know if we've seen this collaboration like this in Muskegon, where somebody from the African-American community, somebody from the Hispanic community coming together to start a business. And, you know, black and brown, man, working together, that's where it's at moving forward. Maybe you guys are showing people how to make this thing work.
In unity, you know.
In unity.
Yeah.
And, you know, I give all praise to God, man, because God the one gave us the idea and the brains to put it together, you know. So first, you know, shout out to God. You know, he done it.
All right, Miss Mathis says, so proud of you guys. Love this.
Thank you, Randy.
That's my aunt right there.
No, that's your aunt. Oh man, yeah. You got a big family, Dan.
Oh yeah, okay. It's huge, man.
You're a great cook also.
Wow.
That was Rena. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So Rena, good cook. And you think you guys might look at staying open later on weekends?
Yeah, definitely. Like sometimes Saturdays, if it's enough activities going on Saturday, we'll stay open till 3 a.m. in the morning. You know, so we definitely will do that.
We basically look to see what's going on. We're feeding off the community on what type of events are going on. And then, you know, we just get in touch with, you know, some people and say, hey, we're willing to stay open late for you guys, you know.
Right. And what's that number, Weezy? You got it.
Okay, the number is 231-246-8725. And you will have to, if you place an order over the phone, you'll have to pay for it over the phone.
Got to drop that money. Got to drop that number.
Look, let me tell you, Pig, when I was over there picking up my food, they told me, you got to pay me first. I said, well, I thought I was going to be able to eat first. He's not, no, bro, you got to pay me first. I looked at him. I said, but you know me, Weezy. He was like, no, bro, I know you cool people. You support me, but I need that bread first. And he didn't even tell his cooks to start cooking it until I gave him that bread.
Business is business.
You got to pay first.
So why you do? Tell people why you do that, because not every place does that. You know what I mean? What's the reason why?
I do it, my previous location, I used to have a lot of people calling in and never show up to pick up their food. So that's not a loss to them. That's a loss to me. So
right.
That's why I started doing.
Hey, I don't blame you, bro.
So shout out to y'all cousins for doing all that.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, for real.
Tanisha Hill said, the food. She got the fire sign down there.
Thank you. Okay.
Lanice Johnson said, can feel the love in the food.
Yes. That's my daughter.
Oh, okay. All right. Family checking in. We live inside of Drive at 5 here, 103.7 The Beat, and also on Facebook and YouTube. New restaurant alert here in Muskegon. If you're looking for something different, go check out Weezy and Barbito's out on Hackley. So if you drive in Hackley, you want to pass Henry Street. Keep going all the way up. What's that little crossroad before they get to
Berkeley?
Berkeley. Berkeley. Yes. And it's on the left-hand side. And what are your seating capacity inside?
What's 39, yeah, 40? Yeah.
Oh, 39, that's big. 40.
Yeah.
That's big. All right. Anything, Rob, before we go?
Oh, no, I got to try some of Bobito's next. You know. Did I say that right? Yeah, Bobito, yes, Bobito. Hey,
he the king of the flautas, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah, man.
I got it. That's what I got to have. Yeah, okay.
You go crazy.
You know, a lot of people didn't know what the flautas were. You know, it kind of blew my mind, man. But, you know, the love that they show when they taste them, because I do mine a little different. And, yeah, they're showing a lot of love, man.
That's good.
You know, that's good. I appreciate you guys for letting us, you know, come on here and you know, showing us some love.
Well, Weezy called and he say, you know, I'm trying to do things right. And then he said, I need this interview. And Paul said, oh, no problem. We'll send Rob right over. And I went over and got my food. And it was delicious, as always. I don't have a complaint. I wouldn't have a complaint because I've had his chops and I've had fish. I ate a lot at Weezy's restaurant. And when he closed, I was like, where did he go?
Right.
Because my wife has this thing about his rib tips.
One thing about my guy, man. If he disappeared for a minute, he's coming right back. He ain't gonna be the same for too long, man. He's coming right back.
You got another business downtown?
To my Wood Street Market?
Yeah.
Yep, I'm partners with Wood Street Market also.
Go ahead and talk about that, man, while we got you on, man. There's black empowerment going on over here. Yeah,
it ain't Wood Street Market no more, though, is it?
Wood Street Liquor.
Wood Street Liquor.
Yep. We me and my partner, we came to the conclusion, you know, he wanted to change it to a different name. And I said, no, this is a legend spot. We got to have to keep the Wood Street on it.
Mm-hmm.
1149 Wood Street Market.
So yep. You back and forth between those two locations?
Well, mainly, I just check on Wood Street. Okay. The restaurant is my headstone.
Okay, you go over there and check
on it. He just pull up and say everything all right and he leave.
Get the bag and get the money. Hey, Rob, you go and get the money bag and make sure it's less than right. 10,000. Make sure it's less than 10,000. Go to the bank. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's it. Make sure everything together.
You ain't got to do all that paperwork today, you know?
Let people know. So, you know, being a soul food and Mexican restaurant, if you can't decide on what you want, we got a best of both world tour.
Yes.
To where you can get barbecue with some Mexican food on a platter. You know,
oh, really? Those
tour, we got the Big Weezy tour, you know, and then we're gonna, you know, we got something we're brainstorming right now for the future. But you know, sometimes if you can't decide on what you want, then you can get the best of both worlds on that platter.
Yep, it's called Tour of the Both Worlds. Yeah.
Tour of Both Worlds.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, PA, when you find your way back, you know where we going.
You know, I love some turkey knuckles. They don't have. I'm down in Orlando, Florida, man. They don't know nothing about no turkey knuckles.
Nah.
They don't. Nowhere else.
I have never seen a turkey down here. Thinking about it, it's been eight years this month. I've seen more alligators than turkeys down here. I haven't seen a turkey or a deer. I know they got them, but still.
The alligators, they ate them.
Right.
Paul, what's them things down there, them birds down there be eating the lizards.
Yeah, I can't think of the storks. They'd be tearing them.
Oh yeah, we done ran over a few storks down there.
Lizards. Vivian Martin says, I love it. I can get soul food and Mexican food at the same time. Beats for burritos, fire. Weezy food always on point. Man, you got a great fan base, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that's a great location where you at. It's quiet. You got the parking. The streets is good. You know, I mean, you got to tear your car up going down there. You know, about your axles and stuff. So you're saving people money right now, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think this is like one of the best moves I've made, you know. Teaming up with my man, Bobito. We came together, baby. It's on the up from here.
That's it.
Right. We're trying to just Barbito, what's your history, man? Tell us about you. We know We know Weezy's history.
Yeah.
He was on American Gangster first season.
Paul Weezy didn't want people to know that.
Yeah, first season. He helped produce that one. You know what I mean? He's out there. What's your story, Bobito?
My story is, just having a dream and trying to chase it, man. You know, it came with an idea, and then it started off with, you know, making breakfast burritos, man. And then you got people that come in that I know from way back, and they're like, I would have never imagined that blue bag that you had would have led to this. And it's just, you know, you stay hungry, man. If you want something, you know, bad enough in life, don't give up. Just keep going. You know, and the way that I came up, man, it wasn't full of money. I'll let you know that, you know, but you got to make some changes, you know. You gotta push for everything that you want in this life, man. So I got people hitting me up saying, you know, true inspiration, you know, you guys give us hope. And that's a beautiful feeling, man. You know, and words like that, they make you want to go harder and create more. You know, it's just, I can't complain, man. God is good, man.
Definitely.
Wow. One day we got to get you back on another and talk culture aspect, how the Black community and Hispanic community could work together and learn from each other, because there is some common denominator, you know, with us on a lot of things. And for a separate conversation, we'd love to get you back on and let's talk about that. You know, if the Black and Brown teamed up together, man, we'd be a dominant.
It's a wrap.
It's a done deal.
I got one golden rule. If you don't believe in yourself, who else supposed to?
Mm.
Boom.
You ain't never lied about that.
DJ Mellow Yellow down in Orlando, Florida says, congrats on your success. Mellow Yellow, you got to turn you on to the turkey.
Shout out to Orlando, man. Huge shout out.
Paul, it's something about Bobito that you need to know, bro. Tell him, Bobito.
Yeah, I used to live in Orlando, man.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm in Pine Hills right now. You know about Pine Hills, man,
and I know all about Pine Hills. You know, but I know it as Crime Hills. You know.
No more. We changed that. No. It's a different life now, man. It's Prime Hills. We changed
that. That's what's up, man.
Our radio station, The Wire, came in, and the community itself has changed. So you know, Evans High School is. Has the highest graduation rate in the county for Orange County Public Schools. And, you know, that's right, ground zero. So we safe now, man. We safe.
Yeah,
you good.
Yeah, that's always,
he can come back.
Come on back.
I wasn't chased out. Don't get that confused. I wasn't chased out.
Look at one of them big events down there. We coming.
Yeah. Right, man. There you go. Money Ross. We call her Money Ross, but y'all know it's Jennifer Ross. She says, my guys, great food, wonderful atmosphere, always hugs when I come in.
No doubt. What's up, Jen?
Beautiful people, man.
Now, why are you lying, Jen? Don't nobody want to hug you.
Come on, Rob. We know we love our city clerk now. We love our city clerk.
All right, your city clerk. That ain't my city clerk.
Anything else you guys want to say? Anything you guys want to say before we go?
No. Like I said, we just appreciate you guys, man, and letting us get the word out on what we got going on in our new hours. And like I said, you know, for those who dig wings and burgers and stuff like that, you know, come and check us out at lunchtime too, man. We got all that. After football games, sporting events, we'll take care of you guys.
All right. Heights got a game tonight. So after the game.
Come through, Tigers. Come through.
There you go. Circulate that money back in the community, because these brothers are hiring people from the community and they're owners. And they're owners. Let's make them grow. Thank you so much. And I can't wait. I'll be home next weekend. So I can't wait.
Appreciate you, Paul.
Yeah, thank you so much.
From the Turkey Knuckles. Peace and blessings coming up inside the 6 o'clock hour, Muskegon. We got Coach Jimmy Purnell coming up next.